everyone. Welcome back to another episode of BBS on Break. I'm your host, Chelsea.
And your co-host, Christabel.
For today's episode, it is going to be an interesting topic. Our special guests today are everyone who joined the Harvard Model Congress Asia program.
Yes, that's right. Without waiting any further, let's introduce the special guests for today. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Kayleen. I'm from JC1 Truth, and I was in the United Nations Security Council Committee.
Hi, I'm Gwen from JC1 Truth, and I was in the House Homeland Security Committee.
Okay, hi, I'm Max from Secretary Courage, and I was in HMCA in House Energy Commerce.
All right, so jumping right into the topic, what is HMCA?
HMCA, in the name Harvard Model Congress Asia. So it's like a model congress. We're basically playing as either influential, not necessarily influential, but we're playing the political role of certain countries or in the National Department, certain people, actual real-life delegates and representatives. And yeah, we're playing their role in politics, discussing specific topics that specific real-life topics at that that really do have an impact on the world.
HMCA also consists of many different committees. So like Max said, that it's split into two main parts, which is international, like the UN, or House, which is you're representing a specific person. But pretty much every committee, you'll be given two topics that you'll be discussed and debated on. And then you write bills or resolutions to it, which will then be debated on again until you all vote. And yes, that's the end of Congress, pretty much. A session.
No, but like I didn't know like half of what you guys said, but good information for that. Okay, next question. How was your experience in HMCA?
For me, it was quite fun, but I've been told, and I was quite lucky that my committee was actually considered more, how do you say this, more relaxed, because I've heard from other delegates from our school, they were all like, oh my god, this is so stressful, and their committees were so tense. So it depends on which committee you went into. Mine was pretty chill. We had some people, they were not, I wouldn't say they're not as competitive, but they are pretty civil towards, my committee was pretty civil towards each other, so I was extremely grateful to have that experience. But overall, HMCA, we also had, what was that? Oh, we had a presidential election, which is a fun thing they added this year, apparently. So there were these two candidates who were apparently chairs of other committees, and they started propaganda throughout the whole Congress. So at some point, I think I heard one of the candidates got captured, and then at some point one of them released a zombie virus that infected people. So it was really interesting, and it's so funny, like in the middle of a conference, like a serious debate, and suddenly people just barge in and start fighting or like getting captured. It was so funny though. It was really fun.
Talking about committees, what topic were you given? Yeah.
So I was given, my two topics were how climate change affects the military bases, and the other one is the farmer-herder conflict in Africa. So we had to find solutions to help solve climate change in the military prospect, because according to research, that military actually affects greatly in the climate change. For the farmer herder, we had to find a way to, it's a serious issue in Africa. It was a pretty violent fighting happening right now, and we had to find a solution on how to mitigate the crisis pretty much.
No, wait, hold on. Zombies?
Yeah, it was funny. What? It was so funny. It was so funny. Wait.
Suddenly, zombies? Hold on. Explain, please.
I was not the one. Well, it did not happen to my committee specifically, but I've been told that it happened to which committee? WHO?
I'm not sure. Mine.
Oh, it was yours, yeah. Okay, then it's Gwen's. I forgot. But at some point, I think like someone had to solve it. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know, there were zombies involved.
Wait, was the zombie thingy actually planned by HMCA, or was it just like some kind of twist, like the what do you call it? The participants just added.
Oh no no! It's planned by HMCA themselves.
Yeah. So actually, every year they would do like this crisis situation where they would like deliberately plan like a fun little like change up. So then they would add like a new incident or something to happen so that, you know, like the debate wouldn't get so boring. So this year they added like the presidential election, and like to the lead up to the election on the last day of the conference, there were like a few twists where like they would say that, oh, this person planted a zombie virus, and then so the rest of the committees have to like solve this issue or something. So they just planted these you know, like situations to make the debate more interesting and like the topics more fun and engaging for everyone.
Yeah. So the crisis is usually it's not part of the two topics, but it's just like what's that? Emergency
random
meeting.
It's just random fun, it was,
for me it was an emergency meeting. What happened? There was like flooding, and we had like two people come in. They started arguing about one person being a conservative American and like doesn't want to give money, and then the other one is acting as the farmer and keeps saying that he has family. Apparently these two people were told to improv like 10 minutes before, so they had no idea on what the topic was. So it was really useless when we had to interview them, but it was fun.
I think there was only two emergency topics. The one was meteorite, and the other one was the flooding. So
but yeah,
basically,
meteorite.
They'd have like random people, also HMCA staffers, go into our rooms, playing as a variety of people. Like I had Donald Trump, others had Obama, some had a cow, literally a guy crawling on the floor,
too.
Going over. You had the cow,
I had
right?
The cow too.
Yeah,
there was a person that walked in on all fours acting as a cow. It was so funny.
It's random chaotic fun.
No, I think the chairs are doing this voluntary because they look so bored. Like this is their way of having fun. Mind you, all these people who are like the presidential candidates or like the one acting as a cow, they're all the chairs of each committee. So the chairs are pretty much the one that leads the committee and make sure it's in order. So yeah. I think they're very bored. So
Wait, but it sounds really fun though.
It is very fun.
I'd say this year specifically, the guys, the staff, the chairman were more relaxed than reportedly previous years.
I've heard last year was like even worse, so I'm
yeah,
quite
super
happy.
Intense room.
Yeah, last year was super intense.
Honestly, there's this question, right, asking if you guys would actually recommend this event to others, but honestly the answer is like just so clear that I don't even need to ask it again.
Yes, it's fun.
Yeah,
wait, but like that zombie crisis thing was probably one of like the memorable parts, right? But like other than that, are there any other memorable parts, like of
the snowball
whole...
fight, bro?
Yes, the snowball fight. I was about to say that. So we were very lucky this year that it snowed in Korea quite, I think, heavier than last year, that I've been told. And it snowed during this second day, right? It was the second day, and it snowed
second
from like the morning
day
until 4 p.m. And it was still snowing when we had lunch. So during the lunch, my like
fought,
half of my committee had like a whole snowball fight. Max got somehow involved in it, I know.
I was wet, bro. I was wet inside out, bro.
No, 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 no. You don't get to talk. You know, at some point, everybody started targeting me. There's this one guy that hit a snowball smack at my face. So I was like, my whole face was red. My hair was wet. And people said I look like I just took a shower.
Oh,
Oh
that's true.
my God.
That's
So
true.
if you know why I'm sick, yeah, it's because of this. All these I already said all these people,
So,
all the
like, you can
people from my
imagine.
community owe me Olive Young. My skincare and hair care. It needs to be paid, guys.
That's
So, if you can
also
imagine.
like you
Sorry.
guys just snowballed at each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was definitely a highlight. It was definitely a highlight. It was so fun. Oh, we also
In
got a snowman.
Kayleen's case, you could imagine. Yeah. The snowman was destroyed as you were standing on the table, no? And you're getting dunked on.
No, they did no. The thing is, they destroyed the snowman because they didn't want to take snow from the ground. It was easier to get from the table. They took the snow from the snowman. They broke the snowman, unfortunately, and then started targeting me, which,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's it. So like the splash out thingy where you have to like throw a baseball at a target to make somebody fall down. So like this time there's no target and there's no baseball, there's just Kayleen and you just smash it on her.
As you guys can see, Max is a bystander, guys. He just stood there as I got bullied
I'm an
by
upstander.
snowball.
I was an upstander, bro. I took
Nuh-uh.
a snowball and I threw you with
No.
it and I threw it on you, bro. Come on. I'm an upstander.
Think you
Is
were
that not
part of
considered
bullying? The gun,
No,
Max?
no. You know
But it
what?
was
No,
fun,
no.
right? Like, you didn't get hurt or anything, right?
Yeah, no, not really. But
Eh.
it was fun, definitely. The
Honestly?
experience of a lifetime.
Was like outside of like the HMCA stuff, right? The snowball.
Yeah, it was outside the building. Outside the building, there was this courtyard, and it was just filled with snow. So yes, it was very fun.
How about like the experience and like the actual conference itself? Like, what was your committee and like what did you guys do and how did it go?
So for UNSC, there's this thing called P5 countries, at least in the UNSC itself, the actual one. These P5 countries have the most power. So the countries are Russia, UK, US. What's the other one? Russia, UK, US, China, and France. So these are the five countries. And how they work is that even if a bill is majority voted, like a resolution is majority voted, if one of these countries vetoes it or like don't agree on it, it immediately dies. Like it dies. So that's what made I think that's what made my committee very fun. It's this thing where you're like, we need to get the support of these countries. If they don't agree, our bill is dead, like dead. So during the first committee session, with the first topic, when we were writing bills, we split into three coalitions for at least me. But the thing is, two of the coalitions, like, has both of the all of the P5 countries, so it's split. Only my coalition did not have any of the P5 countries, so we started to panic because we were like, oh no, how are we going to get the support? But in the end, due to many amendments are changes. So after people bring up an amendment or a change, the authors of the bill can decide whether or not they deem it unfriendly or friendly. Friendly means they agree, or unfriendly they don't. So my bill got the most amendments, but it managed to go through. No one vetoed it, so it was definitely one of the most, it's this relieving feeling the moment you get after you know your bill passed, like all the hard work, yes, it's gone through. So at least that's one of the best experience I had in the Congress itself.
For me personally, this is my first HMCA conference, so I was like, of course, quite nervous at first. But after a while of like getting used to the environment and like getting more comfortable, I was able to like speak up more in the moderated caucuses and like the debates. And my committee is actually considered to be one of the more competitive ones since most of the people had like many more years of experience like compared to me. Like they had attended many previous MUNs and HMCAs in the past, so like they had more experience in the field and everything, so it was quite intimidating. But after a while, yeah, I got used to like speaking up more and like sharing my thoughts and opinions to others. And during the unmoderated caucuses, which are basically like open discussions where all the delegates can freely discuss their thoughts and opinions on the topics, it was clear like who had the loudest voice. So anyone who had the loudest voice was able to like rally the others into forming their own like groups. And these people are usually like the leaders or like the authors to write the bills. Bills are basically like the solutions to the proposed topics. So as a beginner, it was hard like speaking up in that field where like everyone else was trying to like have a louder voice to lead the group. So yeah, even though I feel like I could have spoken more, but I was quite satisfied with my experience like as a first HMCA conference.
Yeah, I'd say to add on to that, like the chairman, towards the newer, the first timers or second timers, they're very, at least in my case, and I think in a lot of other people's cases as well, they're very welcoming. The icebreakers actually work, and it really gets us well to know each other better, the delegates, each other. Yeah, we get to know each other better, and during the UNMOD caucuses, although in some committees, yeah, it's very heated, it's very serious, but I feel that the chairman, really did their best, and they somewhat succeeded in making a more welcoming atmosphere, and I guess a big factor in allowing us to really have a good time there in HMCA.
That's nice. Like the fact that all of you got like really good experiences. So that's good.
This year's HMCA was held in Korea, right? Did you guys maybe see like any cultural difference in between like probably Indonesia sama Korea?
Bro, Koreans are way too clean, but there's no trash anywhere. It's actually way too
No,
clean.
no. They're clean. I don't know
Yeah.
how. Yeah, I agree with that. They're clean, but somehow there's not a single trash bin in the entire city. It is
Oh,
so
that's
hard
true.
to
Yeah, bro,
find a
I
trash
get it.
bin. Like
That's true, bro. Oh my
Japan
God.
also like that. All those countries that are like so clean, they just have
They're
like
so clean.
trash bins that are so hard to find.
Yeah. True. I don't
Like
know
you
how
go to
they do it.
Indonesia, you can see like dumps of trash like in random places, so you can just like throw it there, can't. Like it's technically not littering anyways, right? Since all the trash is there. So yeah, it's like so easy to find trash bin here. When you go to like Korea or Japan, you see trash bins nowhere. I would
Bro,
say that. Max.
I remember I drank a carton, not a carton, well yeah, a carton
Carton.
of milk, like
Carton.
a small carton
That's
of
a
milk,
box
and I
of
had,
milk.
yeah, oh yeah, a box, and I had to bring it for like 3 hours. I was walking with it, I went on a bus with it until I finally found a trash can after actually being in the Seoul for a good while.
Wait, so you guys just like carry trash with you?
Yeah, but the best place to throw trash is the toilets. You have to find a toilet and you throw the trash there. I mean, there's not really any other place you can find to throw trash since there's no trash bin available. Oh, I noticed that in Korea, many people actually what's that? The standard of beauty is definitely much higher, like the way they. Oh yeah, food. Okay. The way that I think I've seen many younger people like around like 9 or 10 year olds, they were fully wearing full face makeup. Like guys, I don't even walk out of the house with makeup. But it's crazy to think that looking around, everybody is so well dressed, so pretty and so nice. Like it's so different. Yeah, that's definitely one of the biggest differences that I notice between Korea and Indonesia.
Like they're all like put together like every single day.
Yeah. They're so ready for like the photos and everything. Yes, definitely.
Actually, I'd say everybody from like a fucking child. I just cursed. Sorry, editors. everybody from a child to even an elderly guy, their faces are so clean, bro. Like, Jesus, their faces are so clean.
Their skincare and makeup is like the top. And you know why? You just look around, there are people, you can already tell.
Dream, you know? It's the dream.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, but like, other than that, I heard you guys went, I saw like everyone posting that you guys went to like amusement parks. Did you guys go to amusement parks? You guys did, right?
Yeah, we did. So the first day when we arrived, it was we went to Lotte World. It was an indoor and outdoor. We had pretty much, it was pretty fun. I took a 360 roller coaster. It was the first time for me. Let's not talk about the fact that I just closed my eyes and screamed all the way, but it was fun.
Did you do the gyro drop? Oh wait, no. You skipped the gyro
No,
drop,
no, no,
didn't
no,
you?
no. There
You
was this
skipped it. You
one
skipped
that
it.
like the, this yeah, it was the big drop. No, I don't. I cannot. I don't know why. I feel I can do roller coasters, but I can't do that. It seems too scary to me. It seems so scary to me.
It's actually pretty scary as somebody who likes roller coasters a lot, because in the trip down, and it's an 80-meter drop. Brief. Yeah, actually kind of brief.
Get up. I'm sorry. I cannot ride the, but roller coasters, I still can.
Was that their
But there's
world
like
though?
some. Sorry, what?
Sorry. Did
You guys go anywhere else?
Oh yeah, we went to
Yeah.
Everland. Everland was the last, no, second to the last day. Yeah, we went to Everland. It was fully outdoors. And because it was snowing in our time, I think it was like a few days before or a day before. So some of the rides actually closed, unfortunately. But we still had, I would say we still had quite a bit of fun.
Highlight of Everland, bro. The KFC, bro. The KFC was so good. Oh my God.
No. Okay, that was so funny. So I was with Max during that day, and he had like a bucket of chicken shared
It's not much,
between
bro. There's only nine. This is like only nine, bro. That's it.
that's 9 pieces of chicken shared between three guys. While the girls, there were like five of us, and we just shared like two packages of nuggets.
Why didn't you
It was so
share?
funny.
Why didn't you share?
I know, right, Max? Why didn't you share? No,
What?
actually.
What do you mean? You said you were full, bro. The girls all said they were full, bro. Put that in the record. The girls said they were all full.
But to be fair, the boys were fighting among themselves to begin with. You were fighting with Andrew on getting the biggest chicken.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. So basically, I think me and Jonathan were super hungry. We went to the KFC. Actually,
That is an
originally in the KFC.
understatement.
What? Super hungry is an overstatement. John took two chickens. I ate three. Actually, I took four. That's not fair, but that's still fine. John took two and he said he was starving. Okay, that's an understatement. By the way, we had to wait for like a good 20 minutes in the KFC to actually get a seat for all nine of us, or 11, how
Oh,
many
it
of
was
us were there.
11. 11 or 12 of us. There's also Miss Sonali, and Miss Sonali was just laughing at us, trying to find a seat while she was sitting, or while she was already sitting down with the Bandung teacher. Okay, but then other than that, overall, Everland, the theme park itself, other than the KFC, is also pretty fun. There was also two three what's it called? Two loops, two 360 roller coaster. That was fun.
That was so boring, bro. That was so boring. Oh my God.
Let me feel like I conquered something, Max. I also closed my
Nah.
eyes and screamed the whole way, but shh, let me feel like I conquered something by riding that ride, okay? Oh, and then what was that ride that we took and that you guys took? And then the staff were like dancing. It was so funny.
Oh yeah, that one.
It's so cute.
Recording of that, doesn't she?
It was like, you know, what's
Super spinny
the,
thing. What's called
Was
the
it the
super
spinning
spinny
one?
thing?
I think I went on the same one. The one where there was like really like fun music and then like we were just
Yeah.
spinning.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
it
went
was
on
the
the
ship,
same one.
but
That
then
was so fun.
no, I was too scared. I just videoed them from the ground.
No, but in like when you're actually there, it's not that scary. Like I personally like don't usually ride roller coasters, but like I kind of braced myself for this one. But it was so fun. I went like 2 times on the same ride. It wasn't that scary actually. But like there was
You
like still
see,
the adrenaline and stuff.
I guess actually the main problem with both Lotte and Everland was not the rides, but the cold. And the gyro drop, for example, at the very top, your hands will be freezing. And the spinny
Yes,
spinny,
yes.
I took off all my jackets. In the spinny spinny, I took off all my jackets. That's a terrible decision. I was freezing.
Oh, on the spinny thing, because you have to hold on like the metal like the metal handle so you don't fall down. Like my fingertips were so like cold because like they were whirling us through the air, so like the wind was like blowing through our faces. So it was like so freezing. But it was so fun though.
Yeah, so unfortunately, the cold weather was fun during the snowball fight, but it was not fun for the rides. Yes. It was really cold. It was really cold.
Actually, by the way, going back to snowball fights, some people made snowballs without using gloves. Mind you, it was like 1 degree or
Yeah.
negative degrees. How?
Oh, yeah.
Ian, your hands were bleeding, but you still made it. How? Excuse me?
Oh, I ran back in to take gloves. I cannot. I cannot.
No way, I can't imagine making snowballs in like negative degrees without gloves.
I know, right? Who can?
Ian using
Crazy
no
people.
jacket. Ian
Shh.
using no jacket and no
Ian is a
gloves.
different breed, okay? That American is a different breed. He can only wear like 2 layers and he's like completely fine. In negative degrees. I don't know how he does it.
Sounds like you guys did a lot in Korea, but what were you able to do or try in Korea that you've been like wanting to do for a long time?
Shop in Olive Young. Shop in Olive Young.
Oh my God, that's so real. I want to do that too.
I feel so Nora when I like see Olive Young. I'm like, oh my god, that's Olive Young. Like every 5 meters, I'm like, oh my god, that's Olive Young. That's Olive Young.
Every block has an Olive Young, and every block has a two-floor Olive Young at that.
Some are pretty small. It depends. It's like, it's everywhere. Olive Young is everywhere. Even Miss Sonali was like asking us. What's that? She's like, what do you guys buy here? And everybody was just like, Miss, people go here to buy Olive Young. Olive Young. Korea is for the shopping of the skincare and makeup.
It is for the
I'm gonna sound old saying this. I'm gonna sound very, very old saying this, but I think the highlight of the free time, yeah, that the time we get to roam around the city, is to roam around the city, roam around the district we're in, bro. Literally, buy a cup of coffee and just walk, bro, literally. With there's one teacher from
Wow.
Bandung.
That's such a
We
vibe.
took a stroll with him, bro. That's just fire right there.
Okay, I have to agree with you, Max. You do sound old. Yes.
Damn.
No way.
Oh my God, I'm getting bullied here. Oh, just a side note, everybody in the HMCA trip was looks maxing. But actually, Kaylin, did you looks max? Were you mewing during the trip?
Stop! No! You know, I've seen so many people do it. Like even my own committee members even after the committee, I saw their Instagram stories. Everybody's doing it. Oh my god. You guys are doing it nonstop.
Do you think you will join HMCA again next year?
I think like theoretically most of us would, but for some of us, Excel student, you know, IGCSE next year, so no. But then like
Max,
in
that's
terms
not an
of
excuse, Max. I took it when I had IGCSE.
well, having IGCSE is not for the weak.
Whoa.
Technically, you only start after IGCSE, so.
Oh, really? I thought it was
Yeah.
like, oh.
IGCSE finished in like November. So we're
Oh.
only given this in like, when were we given this? Like December? Or like early December? Or like late November?
Wait, so
So.
there's like
Whoa. Their
really nothing.
IGCSE. All right, bet, bro. Bet.
But
But
I
didn't
don't.
you guys have to balance like your schoolwork and also IGCSE?
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
Oh my goodness,
Yeah,
I bet you guys were like so stressful. My sister was at herself. I feel so bad
but
for
I
her.
would say like HMCA was like the reward after all like our hard work. So like after we like suffered, you know, like November, December, then like January was like, you know, our nice reward. HMCA like holiday with friends.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like an entire term of exams nonstop, because we had exams and we had school tests at the same time. I think I'm scaring you guys. I'm sorry, but it's okay. You guys can do it. I don't think honestly, I don't think I'll join next year because I'll be in JC too. I don't think I'll have the time to join these, unfortunately. Should have joined like in sec 3, you know, so that I can experience it again. But too late.
Yeah, so I guess if you think you can balance school, no matter what grade you are, sec 3, sec 4, GC1, this is if I would do it again, but generally speaking, if you think you can balance school and side activities, HMCA is a great trip to go on. The price may seem expensive and make you more unwilling, but it's really worth it. Just a side note again, in my own perspective, because I eat a lot, the food is not enough. But then the tour guide was kind enough to give the boys his food. So if I was given the chance to go again next year, and I think I could actually balance, then yeah, I guess I'd go again.
Okay, to talk on Max, you know, sometimes the food is too much for me. I don't know how you're eating that much. Oh yeah, we gave you food. Oh yeah, there's one time we gave food to him, to like the guys, because we couldn't finish it. But then I think there's some JC 2s from other campuses. I think there's one from Bandung and KJ. I'm not too sure, but so it is possible for JC2s to still join. So those JC ones who are listening to this, you still can join, okay? You can still join. Don't listen to me.
Could I answer like the previous question about like what experience did you wanna like what new thing did you wanna experience in Korea?
Sure.
So in Korea, what I really liked was like the street food, because like in Indonesia, like we know the street food, you know, isn't the most hygienic. So like it was nice in Korea, especially that there was one time the teachers brought us out to a place called Myeongdong, which is like famous for its street food, like the night market, the night market thing. So when they brought us there, they just like let us freely explore the place. So we were able to like go to the stalls and like go buy like the food we wanted. And even though like, you know, the price is kind of more high since it was like the tourist price, so obviously it would be higher. But the just the experience of like walking around each stall and like smelling like the cooking of the food was like something that I didn't get to experience in Indo, because you know the street food isn't that hygienic here. So just like the experience of walking along, seeing like the pretty like city lights and like trying out the stall food was like a nice experience, I feel like, in Korea.
Oh yeah,
That's the
guys,
vibe right
back to the
there.
trash. There's no trash there. It was clean.
Yeah, so if you bought street food, you have to eat it at the stall, or else there's nowhere else to throw it.
Unless
Literally,
you're lucky
nowhere
enough
else.
to get like a street vendor that we went to afterwards that was willing to throw it for us. Other than that, you'll be carrying it all the way back.
Wait, hold on. Going back to Gun's response, wait, the tourist price? Wait, what's that? There's like different price.
Yeah, because like what I've noticed personally, because like I've Because before HMCA, I actually went to Korea also for like a family trip, so I kind of stayed there for quite a long time. What I've noticed like going around each place is that the food that they sell in these stalls are all like really similar. Like there was like you know, the typical like skewers, chicken and all that stuff. Like, so it's really similar. But in especially in like places where there's more tourists, the prices are like quite significantly higher. So like obviously they would like to capitalize on the fact that, you know, as tourists, you're willing to spend more money on holiday compared to like if you were a local. So obviously in these places where they know that there are more like tourists and people visiting from overseas, the prices are higher, but like I think for personally it's quite worth the price for, you know, the experience of walking in the night market.
Did you guys have a curfew? Yes, we
Yes,
did.
we
What
did.
time was
10
it?
p.m. always.
10? 10? That's actually quite late, bro. Last time when I went on excursion, we weren't even allowed to go to other rooms. It's so sad.
Oh wait, I actually had a question, but like, how's like the language gap barrier? Like the
I'm
difference in
sorry, I did not understand anything they're saying.
No problem, bro. We got sign language. We have sign language here, bro. It's no problem.
Sign language.
Pictograms and Google Translate carry.
In the 7-Eleven, you remember on the second last night, actually the last night on the 7-Eleven, we needed to the cashier in sign language.
Really? I wasn't there.
You were there. What do you mean? In the
No, but I
7-Eleven.
wasn't there at the cashier, I think.
Did
Eh?
you not
No, you were in
pay?
front of me. I forgot. Wait, I
Did you
forgot what
not
happened
pay?
there.
Wait, excuse me, did you not pay?
I don't steal.
Yeah, speaking of the 7-Eleven experience,
Oh, it was worth it.
yeah, it
Have you
was.
guys seen those TikToks where I've been specifically seeing this one girl on TikTok who goes in convenience stores in Korea and literally eats a whole meal, like a whole dinner meal. And she'll like get those ice, and then she buy the pouch that and you pour in the ice, and then she'll buy like the ramens and then tteokbokki and then like some other sausages. Oh my god. It was so good. I've been seeing it for so long and I was like, I had to do it. We managed to convince the entire group to go there.
And there was KG people also. There was actually so
Yeah.
many. We fit like 30 people, not 30, like 20 something people though. There
Man.
was inside that one tiny convenience store.
It had four seats, guys. We managed to
I
fit
was
in
lucky
like
enough to get the seat. I'm that good that I got the seat.
a. Okay. Tapi we have to go Taganti. Like after you're done, you have to get up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they had some fire onigiri, bro. That onigiri was so good. Actually, all their food was pretty fire.
Yeah, their food is pretty good. It's spicy, but that's what makes it good.
Okay, if you're looking for an opportunity to try out a new experience or to broaden your knowledge on current issues in the world and to develop your public speaking skills as well as being able to make friends and meet different people from all around the world, you should consider joining HMCA next year. You're gonna have like first of all a fun trip with your friends and your classmates. But obviously, making connections with people along the world, even right now, I still like keep in contact with, you know, my delegates in my committee. So it's a really good experience to like obviously networking and also like developing your speaking skills so that you know, your public speaking abilities improve. And you can also be more educated on topics in the world that are happening right now so that you're more aware. So don't forget to apply for next year's HMCA. It's a good opportunity and you won't regret it.
Whoa, all right.
Yay.
Was so
No, but I
I do
really
not
do
have a
think
pre-planned script.
No, but like I really do think that these kind of like what do you call it? Events? A program? Okay, like I feel like these programs you can like really make friends and I think that's a good thing. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is gonna be cringe. The real fun, the real enjoyment is the friends that we made along the way. That's right.
Did you know you
Okay.
sound even older by saying that?
Hey man.
Nah. We
Honestly,
chill. Shut
it's
shut.
true though. I feel like it's usually like
Oh
why
yeah.
smack wise words.
Oh yeah, actually in the conference itself, I think was it more than one third of the delegates are actually from Indonesia. And there's a significant number of Indonesians that I met in my committee as well. There's some from ACS, some from Tunas Muda. So it's very interesting to see like, oh, we're actually like closer than we thought.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we forgot to mention, like during the opening ceremony, there was like this speech that was made by like an Indonesian speaker. So she was actually like quite a well-renowned speaker who represented Indonesia in like a lot of
She was
congresses internationally.
an
Yeah,
ambassador,
internationally.
no?
So, yeah,
Yeah,
an
she's
ambassador. So like it was quite like Indonesian pride. And then she mentioned that like
Yeah.
quite a number. I forgot what the exact number was, but quite a huge number of this year's delegates were from Indonesia. So like that was like quite good representation for all of us. And then
Yeah.
also during the closing ceremony, they picked out like two speeches from like all the hundreds of submissions, and like one of them was from our school, and the other one was also from an Indonesian school, so it was like good
Yeah.
representation for like
Yeah,
Indonesian, you
well.
know, and obviously our school, because like she delivered the speech really well, so like we were all really proud of her. So just remember that you always have a chance, even though you think you're a beginner, so don't forget to join next year's HMCA.
Yeah, Indonesia on
This is
top.
Mr. Ulan would be so proud of us. Nationalism, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Ulan, are you hearing this? Okay, but Indonesian. Okay, anyway, wrapping up this very fun episode. I had so much fun listening to your conversations and like all your experiences, and it sounds really fun. And I'm kind of sad I didn't go, but I hope that all of the listeners are learned something new today. And yeah. Chris, do you have something to say?
You're right. This episode was not just insightful, but honestly also kayak very exciting to listen to. I can't wait for the next time we'll have another event just like HMCA.
Okay, so thank you everyone for your time today, and don't forget Ductus Exemplo. Thank you everyone.